We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Muddy Waters to start off the second hour of the Blues Box here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Again, the news is next.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Reuters News Service is reporting that the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says that more than 24 companies are interested in helping to destroy Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. Today was the last day for companies to apply for contracts to help destroy those weapons. The White House says it is on track to meet its end-of-the-month deadline to repair its troubled healthcare.gov website. NPR's Scott Horsley says it may not be all that easy to know whether the site is working smoothly for the vast majority of users.
The White House goal is that by this weekend, maybe 8 out of 10 people will be able to get on the site, see what plans are available to them, find out if they qualify for a government subsidy, and purchase insurance. At the same time, maybe 2 in 10 will have to call for help, either because of a technical problem or maybe a complicated situation that just stumps the website.
The government has added more computer servers and storage capability and has been weeding out bugs in the software. Normally closed for Thanksgiving, Macy's is among the big stores now open for business. There are 6 fewer days in this year's holiday shopping season, and retailers are hoping to get a jump start. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the National Retail Federation is forecasting a rise in spending of nearly 4%.
The Retail Federation says it expects 140 million people to either hit the web or stores over this Thanksgiving weekend. That's a lower number than planned to shop during the same period last year. And that may be because people have already gotten a head start on their spending. Black Friday is still the biggest retail draw, with nearly 100 million anticipated shoppers. Several analysts expect holiday sales to reach just over $600 billion, modest growth that reflects the run-up in the housing market this year, but which is also tempered by falling consumer confidence and concern about fiscal gridlock in Washington. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Economic conditions appear to be improving for the 17 EU countries that use the euro. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that there's been a decline in the jobless rate and the risk of inflation is easing.
The jobless rate in the euro area has dropped for the first time in 2 years. Forecasters had expected it to remain at its record high of 12.2% in October, but it's down to 12.1%. At the same time, the uncomfortably low inflation rate has risen more than predicted, ticking up to 0.9% from 0.7%. It's been so far below the target of just under 2%. The European Central Bank cut interest rates earlier this month on fears of deflation. European Commission spokeswoman Chantal Hughes welcomed the better-than-expected upturn.
The risk of deflation seems remote at the current juncture.
Unemployment did rise in Spain, though, and the jobless rate among youth went up in both Spain and Italy. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
It appears investors are feeling the holiday buying spirit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points at 16,149, and the Nasdaq Composite Index is up 18 points at 4,063. This is NPR News. Turkey's government says it is open to energy deals with all of Iraq after signing contracts with the Kurdish-controlled north that angered Baghdad. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that the energy deals involve oil and gas shipments through Turkey.
Baghdad has long been suspicious of Kurdish efforts to market its oil and gas resources without going through the central government as required by the constitution. Kurdish officials in Erbil say their interpretation of the constitution doesn't prohibit energy sales as long as revenue is properly shared. Ankara is trying to walk a fine line through the Baghdad-Erbil dispute, saying it wants to facilitate energy deals with both northern and southern Iraq. Turkish media report that the contract signed this week between Ankara and northern Iraq will see first crude oil and then natural gas shipped out of Iraq via pipelines in Turkey. Baghdad says any deal between Turkey and northern Iraq would be an encroachment on Iraqi sovereignty. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Mexican officials say the country's drug cartels are diversifying their illegal activities. Federal authorities say the cartels are branching into the country's rich mining industry, exporting ore to Chinese mills. Cartel involvement in mining operations was once thought to be only a rumor. Mexico's military seized the country's second-largest port earlier this month, reportedly to cut off the cartel's export trade. Near the capital of Bangladesh, angry factory workers blocked firefighters attempting to respond to a blaze at a 9-story garment factory. Officials say 200 firefighters worked to bring the blaze under control. No casualties have been reported as of yet. And coalition officials are investigating an airstrike that killed two women and a child in Afghanistan. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Kresge Foundation, expanding opportunities in America's cities at kresge.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off this hour by going back to 1977 and listening to Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter, and also Walter Horton, Horton on blues harp, a number called Who Do You Trust?
Thank you. I done ran into my baby and finally found my old blue jean. I done ran into my baby and finally found my old blue jean. I could tell that day was mine from the oil and the gasoline.
From 1975 and from their album Fandango, that was ZZ Top with Blue Jean Blues. ZZ Top founded Billy Gibbons and boys founded ZZ Top in Houston back in 1969. Before we heard ZZ Top, we heard Muddy Waters along with Johnny Winter and Walter Horton from 1977. They did a Muddy Waters composition called Who Do You Trust? Johnny Winter produced some of Muddy Waters' last recordings, some very, very good good albums. Texas, of course, has produced a lot of really killer guitar slingers, Johnny Winter being one of them. We heard Billy Gibbons just now with ZZ Top, definitely a fine guitarist. Johnny Winter's first recordings were done in a club in Austin, Texas, called the Vulcan Gas Company, located down Congress south of the state capitol building. And he followed that up with a Columbia release. The first album, though, in 68 was called A Progressive Blues Experiment, and it showed Johnny Winter at some of his blues best. He's often transitioned between blues and hard rock. Sometimes some of his albums might be disappointing if you're looking for pure blues. This one is not. From that disc, the Progressive Blues Experiment, here is Johnny Winter with Mean Town Blues.
My father done told me. Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Don't roll over nothing.
I wanna be close to you, baby, as I can get. Close to you, baby, as water is wet. Close to you, baby, as a hair on your head. Close to you, baby, you better believe what I said. I wanna be close to you, baby. Yeah, let me be close to you. I wanna be close to you, darling, tell you. Don't know what to say. White is to rice, or close to you, baby, as cold is to ice. Close to you, baby, as fire is to smoke. Close to you, baby, as pig is to bone. I wanna be close to you, baby. Oh, let me be close to you. I wanna be close to you, darling, tell you. Don't know what to say to you. Closer and closer, baby. Closer and closer, baby. Ha. Closer and closer, baby. Closer and closer, baby. I wanna be close to you, darling, tell you. Don't know what to say to you.
Stevie Ray Vaughan recorded in early 1984 his rendition of Close to You, a Willie Dixon tune that was written for Sonny Boy Williamson II. This is from the what was a postmortem release for Stevie Ray Vaughan. The disc is called A Sky is Crying. He mines a lot of blues nuggets on this particular disc. Songs from, Willie Dixon, Close to You. Also, Elmore James, he covers Kenny Burrell, great jazz guitarist, and also Howling Wolf. He was, Stevie Ray Vaughan was definitely a blues artist. He was preceded by Johnny Winter. We heard Johnny Winter from the Progressive Blues Experiment, recorded in Austin, Texas, back in 1968. Johnny Winter doing a number called Mean Town Blues, a couple of great guitar slingers. Well, that last tune was best known for being recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson II. We're going to turn now to Sonny Boy from 1963. Sonny Boy on blues, harp, and vocals with a number called Coming Home to You, Baby.
I'm coming home to you, baby. I hope you will be satisfied. I'm coming home, and I hope you will be satisfied. Cause I've been gone so long, darling, and I'm as tired of you crying. I wanna know baby. You know I really wanna know. Is you mad with me? I promise you I won't ever leave no more. Since I've been gone, have anyone walked in and take my place? Walk in, little girl, and take my place. I don't want nobody snoring in my baby's face. I don't want nobody snoring in my baby's face. Hurts me so bad when I begin to feel like somebody else done taken my place. All right, my baby.
John Mayall on piano, vocals, and blues harp from 1967, doing a tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson II. Sonny Boy Blow is the name of the tune. Sonny Boy died in 1965. We heard Sonny Boy from 1963 along with Matt Guitar Murphy doing a number called Coming Home Baby. That just prior to hearing John Mayall's commentary. Sonny Boy Williamson in early 1963 set off for Europe. He performed at one of the American Folk Blues Festivals in Germany. A lot of American blues artists made that trip across the pond. And while he was there, he toured a bit all over Europe and made a big impression on a lot of the young British blues rockers. He ended up performing and, as it turned out, being recorded playing with the band The Yardbirds. He himself started affecting the sartorial elegance of a British gentleman wearing a bowler hat and a three-piece suit, carrying an umbrella, that sort of thing. Some of his friends, when he returned to the United States, said he was just insufferable with all his stories about Europe. And since Sonny Boy Williamson II wasn't known to be always truthful, they weren't sure about some of those stories. It's interesting to note that Sonny Boy told Levon Helm upon his return to the United States. Sonny Boy said, "Yes," he said, "those British boys wanted to play blues real bad, and they played blues real bad." Not commentary on some of them, I hope, but anyway, interesting little anecdote. Here's another Sonny Boy Williamson tune, one of his couple of miracle tunes, we might call them. The number is Eyesight to the Blind. It's being done here by the late Irish blues man Gary Moore.
Well, you talk about your woman, wish that you could see mine. Woman, wish that you could see mine. When the little girl's not loving, she brings eyesight to the blind. Well, her daddy must have been a millionaire. You can tell it by the way she walks. Her daddy must have been a millionaire. You can tell it by the way she walks. When the little girl started loving, the deaf and dumb begins to talk. Well, I remember one Friday morning, we were lying in our beds. A man crossed the street, stopped dying, put up his hand and said, "I declare she's pretty. The whole state knows she's fine. When she's walked down the street, she brings eyesight to the blind." Yes, she does. We'll be right back.
knows she's fine. I declare she's pretty. The whole state knows she's fine. When a little girl starts to love it, she brings eyesight to the blind. When a little girl starts to love it, she brings eyesight to the blind. Hey.
Support for KRVS comes from the Acadiana Center for the Arts PASA Main Stage Series, presenting A Christmas in Ireland with the traditional Irish ensemble Danu, coming up on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Hyman Center in Lafayette. Tickets available at the Hyman Center or Ticketmaster.com.
Up on your feet now, baby, and you're leaving me all alone. When you know that my nose is down to the grinding stone, you rode this gravy train since the day I met you. But remember, what goes around also comes around too, 'cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold. It's an up and down world. Might be nice and warm today. Tomorrow it may be dreary and cold. I saw a hobo the other day. Once had his weight in gold. Go ahead, pretty baby, and I'll gladly set you free. 'Cause I know that old sun up there will one day rise and shine for me. 'Cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold, but it's an up and down. Feet now, baby, and you're leaving me all alone. When you know that my nose is down to the grindstone, you rode this gravy train since the day I met you. But I remember what goes around also comes around too, 'cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold. You know it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. it might be cold. You know it's an up and down world out there. Yeah, it's an up and down. Yes, it is. You might be up today, down tomorrow.
From what would be his last release, the 1998 album or compact disc, Man of My Word, that was Johnny Adams with a rendition of Up and Down World. Before hearing Johnny Adams here on KRVS, we heard Gary Moore from a disc called Close As You Get. And Gary did a cover of an old Sonny Boy Williamson tune called Eyesight to the Blind. Well, we just heard Johnny Adams. We're going to stick with New Orleans talent next. We're turning now to Irma Thomas from her disc, The Story of My Life. Here is Irma Thomas with No Use Talking.
I want you, baby. I don't want to lose you. Yes, I'm in love with you. Things I've done, the places I've been, yeah, some ain't so nice. I don't want you to know about me, my dear, 'cause my past is gone. I want you to share my that ever happened to me, my dear. I think you're so pretty, so clever and witty, like sparkling wine. Baby, you're so fine, yeah. Something you should know, and I'm gonna tell you, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, my dear. I think you're so pretty, so clever and witty, like sparkling wine. Girl, you're so fine.
Recorded in the mid-1990s, that was Tommy Ridgely from a disc called Since the Blues Began, a number called About My Past. Tommy's recording career started back in 1949 in Crescent City. Before we heard Tommy Ridgely, we heard Irma Thomas from the disc Story of My Life, Irma doing a number called No Use Talking. And right after Katrina, Eddie Bowe came through Lafayette and stayed in the Acadiana area for a while due to the destruction of the city of New Orleans. And he told us that he and Tommy Ridgely and Irma Thomas were big fishing buddies. We have blues next here on the Blues Box from the late Jessie Mae Hemphill from Senatobia, Mississippi. Here she is from a disc called Get Right Blues.
Yeah.
no clothes.
First thing going my way. Here come that old freight train. Oh, down along the railroad track. Not all on freight train down at all on some railroad track. I'ma catch the old train, baby. As she passes by my way. Too late to cry. You brought this all on yourself.
recorded in 1970 in Hamaringue, Louisiana. That was Robert Pete Williams. Back in the 1950s, Dr. Harry Oster, who at the time was at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, collected songs from prisoners at Angola, and one of them was Robert Pete Williams. He ended up helping Robert Pete Williams secure a conditional parole that got him out of Angola, and eventually to some festivals, that sort of thing, once his probationary period had expired. Very interesting artist. He was preceded by Jessie Mae Hemphill. We heard Jessie Mae from the disc Get Right Blues, and again, she did a number for us called Go Back to Your Used to Be.